father summarized his father's views on how the material intellect joined with the active intellect to bring the greatest good fortune to man. He ends this short treatise with the conclusion that he acts wrongly who separates a human being from knowing, since knowing is the way to achieve completeness, and this is the intention of God for every human being. Therefore, they are blessed who spend their whole time in pursuit of knowledge and thereby approach God.
Tonight's episode of The Essay was presented by Professor Charles Burnett, and all the episodes broadcast in this series on the Islamic Golden Age so far are available to download from the Radio 3 website. And tomorrow night at the same time, Dr. Amira Benison examines the creation of two great cities of learning, Baghdad and Cairo. That's The Essay here on Radio 3 tomorrow night at 10:45. 11 o'clock this Tuesday night, and now Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thanks, Jonathan. We start with the North Atlantic Trio. Thank you. Well, welcome to Late Junction. Nick Luscombe here for the next 2 weeks, and starting off tonight's programme with music from the North Atlantic Trio's album Some Part of Something, and that was Tommy's Tarbukas. Coming up tonight, back to the 80s with a track from Judy Cruz, music from early 70s Haiti. We got a very nice little Nintendo chip tune and a new track from Dirt Music. And in the background, this is new from Bipolar Sunshine, the solo project of Manchester-based RDO Marchant. A track called Kidnap Kit, remixed of Drowning Butterflies. Thank you. Girls in Airports. They're an award-winning Danish band who perform a mix of indie, jazz and folk music from Africa, Asia and the Nordics. Children's Chambers from the Kaikoura album. And before that, North London's Laszlo back with a brand new EP and from it, which is called Turning Tide, by the way, and that track Cartoon Hero. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be featuring various psychedelic, also new age tracks, and including a number of listener requests. And to start, here's a piece of music originally released on Kevin Coyne's 1972 Case History album, shortly after his band Sirens split up. It's now available as part of the recently released Love Poetry and Revolution box set. This is Evil Island Home.
And then smoke the cigarette and put in wave, gradual wave. Cáscara de plátano, mostaza, orégano, hierba buena. Volare, cantare. Ready now, listen to me. One, two, three, four. Let's go, baby. Come on, Jerry. Come on, Dory. Now, please.
Los Destelos, the foremost Peruvian, I guess, psychedelic tropical band of the 60s and 70s with Onsta La Yobita. Love to have been in the studio session for that recording. Let us know if you've got a psychedelic music request, maybe something that's a little bit tricky to find. Let's see if we can track it down for you during the next couple of weeks here on Late Junction. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. We're live, of course, so feel free to tweet in anytime you like. I'll play the track from this next record on my New Year's Day show. Here's another from Neil Campbell, Carlo Barry, and composer-producer Gordon Ross with Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint, performed with multiple classical guitars and basses. Thank you. Heard that in a while and it still kind of freaks me out. It sounds quite weird. I think Julie Cruz with Rocking Back Inside My Heart, in a beautiful way, of course, from Floating Into the Night, released in 1989. The album was written and produced by composer Angelo Badalamenti and film director David Lynch, with tracks featured in Lynch's TV series Twin Peaks. And before that, an air for the French-styled Baroque bassoon by Francois Couperin, performed there by Peter Whelan and Ensemble Marcias.
On this Sunday's Private Passions, Michael Barclay meets a British singer-songwriter with a 40-year career, 20 studio albums to her name, and an unmistakable voice.
My mother bought it, thought it was a great piece of furniture, put it there, and literally as soon as it arrived, I started playing. You could dust a piano and make music. Whatever you do seems to sound nice, you know, so it's just a question of deciding, well, that dusting sounds nice. Do I want to keep that or do I want to dust a different section? You know? So, I just started to play.
Joan Armour Trading's Private Passions, Sunday at 12 noon here on BBC Radio 3.
Yeah, this is BBC Radio 3 and you're listening to Late Junction with Meenit Luscombe. And music now from the new Dirt Music album made up of tracks from the same Bamako sessions as the previous Troubles and featuring members of Tamacrest, whose Latitude session I'll be featuring next week. Samba Touré provides vocals and lyrics for this, Red Dust.
Thank you.
That's from the brilliant Haiti Direct compilation of the still relatively unknown sounds from the country from the early 60s to the late 70s, Les Vikings with Shock Vikings. And I've got some original 80s Nintendo music coming up. Before that, some more Japanese chiptune from artist Kaupi, otherwise known as Furuzu Nakano, trombone player by day, Game Boy rocker by night, from his 19T label released album called Africa. This is I Got Mystery. Thank you.
Cactus. With not even a small mountain on the horizon, a man would wonder where his kingdom ended. A danced poem all round, an endless chain taking turns to talk. This represents at least 1,000 words I was not counting on. I may well be glad of them. But seeing Daphne and Chloe written in red, counting the seconds while nothing has happened but the obsession with... I'm in the air, the walls, everything yields, opens, ebbs, flows. Yes, I feel the moment has come for me to look back. I must not forget this. I've not forgotten it. But I must have said this before, since I say it now. They think I'm alive, not in a room either. Well, so there is an audience. It's a fantastic public performance.
And the curtain comes down for the ninth time.
You never notice.
I shall say my old lesson now.
And I shall have lived. They think I'm alive, not in a womb either. Even that takes time.
Interesting stuff. Classical meets psychedelia, and pretty close to a perfect fusion of the two, I think. And I'm guessing that made more than a few people freak out back in the late 60s. Composed in 1968 to 1969 for orchestra and 8 amplified voices. That was an extract from the 3rd movement of Luciano Berio's Sinfonia. And before that, music from Light Mythology, Palutena's Mirror, the late 80s Nintendo game soundtrack, which was composed by Hirokazu Tanaka for the game Kid Icarus. Now here's a Brahms intermezzo played by the award-winning harpist Sivan Megin. Stephen Clearbury with the choir of King's College Cambridge conducting an anonymous setting of the Ave Maria. And before that, new music from Jim Perkins, creator of the Big O and Twigetti label, and that track, Foundling. Thank you for your tweets tonight, Anna. Late Junction firing on all cylinders. And Nick HB, thinker's music for when you're too tired to think. Very good, thanks for those. And feel free to tweet in new age and psychedelic music requests as well. We've got two new age tracks to end tonight's show, starting with an artist not usually associated with the genre, I guess, but this is Stevie Wonder from his Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants album, the soundtrack to the 1979 documentary produced by Michael Braun. This is Voyage to India. Thank you. Simon King has sent a tweet saying, is this really the Stevie Wonder? And yes, it is. It's Stevie Wonder from Voyage to India, a track called Voyage to India from Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. Yeah, interesting little diversion of New Age-ness from Stevie Wonder there. And to end tonight's programme, a track from New Age of Earth, an album by proto-electronica group Ashra from 1976, actually a solo album by Ashra member Manuel Gottsching. This is Sun Rain, and good night.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. During Through the Night tonight, there'll be a few very short interruptions to transmission here on Radio 3 for some essential engineering tests. We apologise and hope they don't mar your enjoyment of the programme. It's 12:30.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Music for Piano Trio starts the programme today in a concert given in Warsaw in March 2012 by the Altenberg Trio from Vienna. Trios by Shostakovich and Ravel to come later, but they start with Beethoven. He chose the Piano Trio as the form that introduced him to the world, aged 25, when he published a set of three of them as his Opus 1. Haydn had put the Piano Trio on the musical map, and Beethoven's uneasy relationship with his ex-teacher probably explains why he only returned to the trio 13 years later in his Opus 70. This is the second of them in E-flat major. Thank you.